These are lovely words that we've just been singing. Words of faith and personal devotion to our Lord. Words which paint a picture of grace and tranquility and peace in all life situations. Words which witness to our trust in God. The pastoral theme of sheep, shepherds and flock is enduring, perhaps because it is so comfortable to us. It feels safe, and the sense of belonging and being cared for is particularly powerful. Today, I want to think about the role and the responsibilities of the shepherds in our time and in this place. That role especially belongs to the elders of this congregation. Now, that's not the oldest members, and perhaps not even the wisest members, but it is the members of the Kirk Session, those from among you who are chosen and ordained to lead and care for all of the congregation, for this parish, and indeed all of the world, as is seen by the equal involvement in committee work and decision making at meetings of the Kirk Session, at Presbytery, but perhaps most of all seen at General Assembly. The eldership is a spiritual function, as is ministry, and in the role of eldership there is an astonishing breadth of knowledge, care and passion for the Kirk's role in society. The opportunity to influence not just each other, but the world. The elders of this church congregation and others in our land have concern for family life, for local issues such as young people, the food banks, poverty, and for climate justice, international trade agreements, social justice, and in many ways, how we as a congregation relate to all of humanity and creation, at home and in other places. Your elders here at Kay Park sense their own calling and look to Scripture to inform them what they are to do and why. We are ordained as leaders, the people who walk with others to guide, support, reassure and care, to love and serve as Jesus loved and served, and, as Andy read to us, to be shepherds of the flock that God gave us, to take care of it willingly, as God wants us to, not unwillingly, and from a real desire to serve. The leadership of your Kirk Session is the demonstration and fulfillment of Jesus leading and teaching in our generation and in our time. In my time among you, I have been endlessly impressed by the leadership demonstrated by members of your Kirk Session. They continually demonstrate their calling to worship and to service. They hear Scripture and pray together, sanctifying their business and work together. They share that sometimes heavy responsibility with your minister for decision and policy making, accepting and encouraging implementation of seemingly unavoidable regulations. And they, with the minister, order and are authorised by the General Assembly to lead occasional worship. Most of all, they care for and nurture all of us. I know this from personal experience. As a young person growing up in my home church, John Knox and Stewarton, as a young wife and mother, as an active office bearer, elder, and eventually a student minister. And for this Kirk Session, and you are all very dear to my heart as your interim moderator. And you are all church family, and you all share in this nurturing role. You are called to be disciples together, to walk together, to love together, and to serve together. And because we are the Church of Scotland, we have the leadership of the elders to help us grow, to care for us all, to walk with us, to be a blessing to us and to the world. For remember, theirs is also a teaching role. In the Old Testament reading, Ezra read from the Book of the Law. He stood on a high platform where all the people, men and women, were gathered to hear him. And on the platform with him were the elders, each one recorded in scripture by name, ready to instruct the people and to help them to understand by giving the law meaning and clarity. And as we all celebrate Holy Communion together as a church family, how better can our elders help us understand the meaning of love and service and sacrifice than in the reading of scripture, the preaching of the word, and the serving of bread and wine. It is the body of Christ. In the book, Learn Eldership, a book that I know has been studied and worked through at Kirk Session meetings here, Professor John Swinton gives a definition of belonging. To belong, we need to feel that we matter. To belong, you need to be missed. People need to miss you. Belonging is the place where we truly meet. And we have a calling to invite other people to belong. There is nothing nicer than when people say to us, "I'll see you next week," or "Come along, we'll be looking out for you." That is how we belong. The body of Christ is truly the body of Christ, where all people have a place where they belong. You, as a church family, and your Kirk Session have a real role and vocation, and the gifts and the faith to make this happen. We belong in this flock, as do others, and we have to go out looking for them, to bring them home to a place of belonging, a place of not being separated from God. People joke about the Church of Scotland doing everything by committee. But do you know what this means in practice? Is that whatever we do, we are not expected to do it alone. We have each other. We belong. We still need courage. We are often seriously out of our comfort zone. But never let a lack of faith or of courage stop you from doing the Lord's work of compassion. We have many neighbours, and there are still many lost sheep. But we have our Saviour and Lord, our own great shepherd, who has gathered us into the security of this pasture, a place of peace and renewal. But there is only limited feeding in one place, and our shepherd will always encourage his flock to move on. And you are on the brink of moving on as a congregation. In a short while now, you will have a new minister, and I wish you all so many blessings in the months to come, and I think of you often. Be assured that as the flock and the family of God, as you move forward, he will never leave you untended. He will never leave you scattered like a flock without a shepherd. And from this place of peace and of renewal, you will go out led by the elders, the shepherd of the flock to which you belong, to love and to serve in the world, in Jesus' name and for his sake.